hopefully a lot closer. One of the biggest things we're trying to build on is can we start this season where we ended last season? And last season wasn't a great season by anybody's standard, defensively, on the statistic category. But if we can grab the understanding that we had at the end of last season with how we fit together and how we fit within the system, our goal is to take that and continue to climb this season.
You had talked before last year about moving from the wide nine to two-gap. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that still where you guys are looking to get to? Two-gap, three-four?
Absolutely. But the thing about when you say you're a two-gap or a 3-4 team, it really is talking about the first and second down. When you get into the obvious, first, second down base, when you're in the third down or 2 minute, almost everybody goes to the four down pass rush. You kind of, everybody is a little bit of both. Not everybody has a two gap, but everybody's got, if you're a 3-4 team, you have 4-3 in your system, but not necessarily the other way around.
And how much closer do you think you're to being schematically
grown? We're a lot closer. I think the guys have, they grew in their understanding of the techniques and what we expected of them, and the language that we were using, and I think they've got a lot better understanding of what we expect from a two gap player, because there's different ways to teach two gap. There's different 3-4 systems that use two gaps in a different way. So the way we asked them to do it, I think they took big strides in understanding that. And right now, this offseason has been outstanding with where that is. Even though we're not in pads, we still have a lot of good technique work we've gotten done.
Physically too, Betty Logan bigger. I mean, how much? I guess he added 10 pounds and got a little bit more. I mean, a little bit more adept at handling that.
Yeah, I think every player is different in what weight they can handle and what they can't. You get a good football player and you find the strongest and heaviest he can be and still get his job done and use the techniques we ask him to do. So Benny's come a long way and he's gained some weight and he's going in the right direction.
Bill, you know Marcus Smith, and you guys have him lined up on the jack right now, or at least he did during OTAs. What do you see out of him and what do you expect his role to be?
Well, we're excited to have Marcus. He's a rookie like the rest of them, and their heads are swimming right now because we've got the whole defense in. We had to pick a position to start at. Our outside backers can be mirrored, or we could change their role, so to speak, in Predator and Jack. We can move that as the players change or as the players have different skill set. So we can move within a series and say, okay, the Predator's going to be more of a rusher and the Jack's going to be more of a dropper. We can say within this next series they can be identical. The goal right now for the young guys is to learn the system and what's expected, and it's early on in the process. And we threw the whole defense at them, so right now they're a little confused, and it's not quite where it'll be in training camp when the lights kind of start going on and they say, okay, I know what I'm supposed to do, and now I can play faster.
Bill, you don't have that 330 so-called down nose tackle, but in this particular scheme, sometimes, is that overrated in terms of the size of the nose tackle?
Well, those monster noses that are ideal, there's not very many of them out there, and they come around every 5 years maybe. And what we do is we have good football players, like I said, and we get them at the heaviest weight that they can function well at, and make them fit and ask them to do the things that they can do the best. And when that monster comes along and you're in a position to acquire him, you acquire him, and that's the old, you know, the 3-4 where the guy just eats up three blockers inside. But it doesn't, they're hard to find. They really are. We're really happy with the D-linemen we have and how they're progressing. So we're excited about the group that's in there, the younger. It's a good young group, really eager and energetic, and have been working hard.
Well, how different is this year from last year? Oh,
it's a lot different. We, as a coaching staff, had never worked together last year. So our communication took some growing. We put the playbook together as a staff, and we kind of looked at the players. We had to learn about what they could and couldn't do, their strengths and weaknesses. So it's night and day compared to last year from a staff standpoint. We all understand the playbook. We've had a year of communicating to each other, communicating to the players in the same way. What happens so many times your first year, you naturally fall back on some of the verbiage and the words you used in your last place you were. So when you're teaching as a group, sometimes that gets a little fuzzy to the players. So we work very hard on saying things the same way with the same words, and we're light years ahead in that area.
The biggest challenge for a coach, though, to be different, because everybody knows what you guys are doing. Now, is that the biggest challenge for all coaches?
No, I think the most important thing we have as coaches is to get the players that are on the field, A, doing what they do the best, and B, doing it together. Defensively, when 11 men play as one with a high energy, you've got a good defense no matter what your alignment. But when you have fractured communication and fractured understanding of what their job is, then you're going to lose no matter how talented you are. So we're not trying to be cute and outthink or outwit anybody. We really need our players to be on the same page playing together, and that's good defense.
How did the personnel additions you've made this offseason fix what was wrong last year? Like, how do you see yourself being better this year?
Well, I think the goal is always to get better, obviously, year after year. The personnel additions that are a little bit more 3-4 oriented. Now we're okay. Picking players that in the front have played some of it. That's one of the things that you'll find the common theme. A lot of guys are what we saw them do in college, like Marcus Smith, is doing a lot of what we're going to ask them to do here. So you have that aspect of it. You've got the players that transitioned that were here that understand their role better now. And the understanding of the defense, I think, is a combination of how we hope to improve, if that answers your question.
Your back end is what most people look at from last year. How are you better there?
Well, we picked up Nolan Kerr. We've got some personnel that we added, along with a year two of the players that played well last year for us and grew and got better as we went on. Now, I know the pass defense, there's a lot of things that go into that, pass rush and the coverage and the understanding and passing things off together. We grew in that area as the season went on. We added some personnel that we're excited about, and I think the communication is going to take another step forward having a year under our belt together.
Last year after the Denver game, you stood up on the podium and said, we will get better, I promise, et cetera, and you did. Why were you confident that was going to happen? A, and B, did you ever get nervous that that you wouldn't be able to deliver upon your promise? And can you say that? Can you say now, looking at the players, that you guys will do better in 2000?
I can, because at the time, what I was trying to communicate was not some big prophetic, like I had a crystal ball. But from a coach's standpoint, when you break down the film in the same way from this time of year to in season, and you're looking at the techniques that you're asking and training the men to do, when they're getting closer and closer to using those techniques, improvement's going to happen. When they're getting closer and closer to playing 11-1, improvement's going to happen. That was a pretty good beatdown we had in Denver, but the other things on tape told you how much closer we were getting to doing it together the right way. And then after that, we ended up getting better and better, and it just played. But it wasn't anything out of this world. It was just simple, the techniques and the guys were playing together better, even though that game didn't go our way.